you will hear a photographer called Nina Christie giving a talk about her work. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Hello, I'm Nina Christie, and I'm a wildlife photographer. I'll start by saying that, yes, it is possible to make a living in this job, but it's very, very competitive. So if you want it to work out as a long-term career, you need to be determined. Just having a decent understanding of the mechanics of your camera isn't going to cut it. To be honest, it all comes down to composition. You either have an instinctive feel for it or you don't. I actually don't think it's something you can be taught. I've done assignments everywhere, but the wildlife in Africa never fails to impress. Each country there has something unique. But it's not a simple case of jumping on a plane. You need to get permission in writing from the local authorities, and that applies to all the national parks you're planning to shoot in. Before I go on a trip, I list the animals I'm intending to photograph and do my groundwork. These days, we're spoilt for choice with quality wildlife documentaries, so I'll watch a heap to understand my subject's behaviour better. I'll also try to book a guide for when I arrive, because they'll have first-hand knowledge of the area and a better idea of where a subject's most likely to be found. As well as camera equipment, there are other things you'll need to pack, but be careful not to overdo it. So, for example, a mosquito net will definitely weigh you down, so best to pick one up locally instead. The one thing I never compromise on is a medical kit. I'll squeeze it into the bag and chuck out a few clothes if necessary. Getting bitten by mosquitoes or creepy crawlies, it's all in a day's work, but you need to take care of yourself. When I'm heading to a country for the first time, I want to be able to communicate, especially with people I might want to include in my photographs. I'll set aside some time to look up a set of simple phrases so I can make a good impression, then repeat them until I'm word perfect. It's something all professional photographers should do because phone translations don't get the same reaction. I leave introductions to the guide though, as I'm not always sure when it would be appropriate to approach someone. Every photographer, I suppose, has their philosophy about what makes a quality photograph. In my case, it's about capturing a real event rather than some kind of artificial setup. Honestly, I'd rather spend ages out in the field waiting for the right shot than using digital manipulation later on. I also feel a photographer must look at an animal or a bird with their own eyes first, before they start looking at it through the camera lens. Lenses, of course, are vital accessories, but when you think about it, looking through them also restricts your vision. It's like putting up a barrier, so to speak, meaning that you can't always see what's going on around your subject or what it's reacting to. Now, if you can, please go and see my new exhibition, Out of Sight. Photos of remote areas in the jungle and bushland, beautiful places, but where illegal activity is putting wildlife at risk. Trees are being cut down and endangered animals killed. It's only when we raise public awareness of this kind of thing that governments will act.